T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe Patrick is our Braves insider. He joins us on the WayFord.com hotline. Talk about this and more. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, guys. It's kind of like a pandemic haircut where you just keep messing up and it gets shorter and shorter until you're left with just like a little bit of hair on the top of your head, right?
Yeah. But before we get to that, Joe, how are you doing, man? How are you holding up?
I'm doing good. I mean, now that we've got some news, I know that sports aren't really quite back yet, but, you know, it's been fun to kind of, as fun as it can possibly be, I guess, to kind of be following some of these storylines, but I'm holding up, man.
So I'm going to take you back to the moment, the exact moment when you heard the Major League Baseball's proposal to the players. What was your first thought?
I thought, that is certainly a proposal. It's not the one that players are going to play under, but it is definitely a proposal. No, to be honest, I mean, I'm looking for any kind of small granule of optimism I can in any of these negotiations. And honestly, to me, I did find a little bit of it in this proposal, even though it was, you know, very much, it's not really feasible. It's not something that the players were ever going to accept, but at least it was a sign of the owners coming off of this 50-50 revenue split. It was good to see them not trying to take that hardline stance that they had floated a couple weeks ago and at least move a little bit in the direction of players. Obviously, it's not something, again, that they're going to agree with, but it just shows a little bit of movement, and that's what you need. You need these sides to start moving together just a little bit, inch by inch, and then, you know, these things can come together pretty quickly once there seems to be some common ground.
Joe Patrick covers the Braves. You know, Joe, again, it was the first volley here, and we'll see what the Players Association, you know, tries to, you know, come back with here. I would imagine that, though, that in this negotiation, there are going to be some time pressures here. If we want to get spring training going Definitely. By no later than, say, the 8th or 9th of June in order to start the season around the 4th of July, that gives us about, 2 weeks, maybe, to get a deal done.
Yeah.
Maybe less.
That's what's so fascinating about this negotiation. It's something that I don't think any of us have really experienced before in our lifetimes of following sports. I don't know if we've seen a negotiation take place under this kind of time crunch, and it makes it all the more fascinating to see how it actually affects the negotiations themselves. I do think that we have a little bit of a glimmer of hope here, in my opinion. I know that the players are very upset. So there was an article in The Athletic saying that they were, I think livid was a word that was used. I've seen everything from discouraged to livid. But I do think that I think there's something to build on here if you can work in some deferred payments. I mean, the amount of the haircut that we've been talking about is so large that it's so hard to see the players accepting something like this. But if this may be the baseline that they can start off with and then receive some more payments down the line that would bring them up to this prorated salary that they've always said that they wanted and that they agreed with the owners a couple months ago, then maybe that's something that you could work out. I mean, the owners are under a crunch because they are claiming that they don't have the liquidity to pay out these players at this time. Rob Manfred went on CNN about a week and a half ago and said that this whole pandemic situation couldn't have happened at a worse time for many Major League Baseball owners because they typically run lowest on cash right before opening day hits. And once opening day hits, then you start getting a lot of those gate receipts, the concessions, those revenues that allow you to kind of have that free flow of cash able to pay those players because, you know, you need millions and millions of free cash to pay out these salaries on a regular basis. So there may be a way to work in deferred payments on top of this structure that the owners have presented, but we'll see. I mean, the players really kind of have two options, and the ball is now in their court. They can flat out reject it, which would be the worst case scenario. That means that it's back to the drawing board for both parties, or they could come with, you know, a counter offer. And that's kind of what I'm hoping for. I think that would obviously be the best case scenario here. They're obviously not going to take this offer, but you hope to see them counter and just use this as a floor to build off of.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game. We're talking to Joe Patrick, 92.9 Game's Brave Insider, on the WaveFor.com hotline. Now, Joe, I know a week ago you said you were real confident about the baseball season starting. How confident are you now about we're getting this baseball season going?
I'm still confident. I'm still confident. Like the reasons why doesn't really have anything to do with the recent news. It all goes back to just how much both of these parties have to lose in this situation. And you know, when we talk about, you know, how much baseball is going to lose if there's no season, it's not I'm not just talking about the fans not having as much of an interest in them and them not being as famous as maybe they would have been otherwise. Like, I'm talking about free agents not making as much money because the franchises are not worth as much. You know, the revenues going down across the board. I think that we're already seeing that. This huge deflationary effect that the pandemic has caused is already going to affect probably a generation of players in the short term. But I think that if they don't get a deal done, you're going to see the deflationary effect be pretty much consistent from, you know, until something drastic happens many years down the line. You're going to see huge losses from the players and the owners if there's no baseball. And so I think it actually makes financial sense. Even if you're getting a terrible deal, if you feel like you're getting screwed in the short term, I think it makes sense to get something done to play to if you're early in your career and you're looking out for a free agent deal in 2-3 years' time, you want to make sure baseball is played, interest is high, and you know, those revenues keep flowing into the system so that you can get your money. So I think I'm still optimistic that something is going to get done. I was on Andy and Randy yesterday when we knew this proposal was going to come in from the owners yesterday, and it hadn't come down yet. But I said I don't think the players are going to be happy with what they see tomorrow or later tonight. And you know, they weren't, and that's just to be expected. This is all part of a negotiation, right? So it's little baby steps inching toward each other, and then you just hope that these things can come together. It's never a pretty situation what we're in right now. And so that's what makes this it's going to feel bad until it feels good, if that makes sense. Like, it's just not going to be a nice experience. And then I think all of a sudden we're going to see ourselves in a good place.
Well, Joe Patrick, our Braves insider, we already know that minor league baseball is done for. And so a lot of minor leaguers are out there, you know, whether they play in Rome or Chattanooga or Gwinnett or whatnot, saying, cry me a river here. I'm not going to have any income from baseball. And some of the Oakland A's players who are not going to be paid in their system, and the A's arguably are the least wealthy franchise in baseball, are saying that they're going to make the case to the Players Association that if you're not going to pay us, we are automatically free agents.
Yeah, I mean, and it's going to be interesting to see how minor league baseball players kind of come together as a collective union and try to fight for their own financial rights, because right now they don't really have a seat at the table when it comes to bargaining their own, you know, for their own futures. And they need to be able to do that. And I hope that they come together and are able to, you know, try to flex as much financial muscle as possible to work out their own futures. Because right now I don't think that they've officially announced that there will be cancellations, but I think that there was a national reporter, I think it was Ken Rosenthal, said, like, or maybe it was John Heyman, said, everybody's pretty much acting like minor league baseball is not going to happen this year. And that certainly seems to be the case. And you just feel so bad for those guys. And it makes you think, like, how many parties involved with this labor situation aren't really being represented. I think of a lot of, you know, the coaches that are involved in baseball who have a lot more health risks in this situation. A lot of these guys are not healthy. You know, they lived through a time that was kind of much rougher in baseball, where they were, not as adamant about keeping their bodies primed like modern athletes are, keeping their nutrition up. And so a lot of them have health problems, and you just wonder, you hope that, you know, they're being taken care of as well. There's so many different parties. There are people who, you know, if you're a media person, you know, people at the, who work for clubs who aren't really being represented, but their futures are still on the line in these negotiations. So there are tons of affected parties by this. And I think that the players and the owners really carry a lot of weight to make sure that all of these parties kind of have a future as well.
Well, Joe, certainly keep us up to date on the very latest that you're hearing here. And we're going to be really interested to see what the players' counterproposal looks like. And let's just hope they can work this out, because the idea of not having baseball this year would be really sad and, I think, as you said, devastating. Baseball's losing $75 million a day, Major League Baseball. I just don't think
that's a lot of cheese. And then on top of that, you ask players to take that haircut. Ooh. Ooh.
Yep. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Hey, definitely. Joe, thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.